June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go. Hour four, G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan. Fourth and final hour pregame is 1 hour away. G-Bag of the day is half an hour away, and then LA Live will take us up to the pregame. Here's the Chief with some sports.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We got a little football's finest here for you. Broaddus was out at Cowboys mini camp today. He had a couple of things to say that were definitely encouraging. We will address that here in just a moment. Looks like we got the official date for the Glory Hole America's Team documentary going to Netflix.
Oh, the Jerry Jones one?
August 19th, Netflix, America's Team, the Gambler, and his Cowboys. The Cowboys, you know, the truth, you don't. Scott, Jerry, Aikman, Dion, Emmett, and the playmaker, Michael Irvin there, gracing the cover.
Well, I mean, is this a tell-all attempt? Is this unauthorized?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, I mean, he was directly involved in the making of this particular film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we would see doing the pre and post and stuff. You'd see Netflix trucks out at games over the last maybe couple seasons. Definitely last season.
Yeah. And then they were definitely hovering around the draft 2 years ago as well. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely had a hand in this. I hope it's badass.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And I don't even know how long. Is this like a one-episode thing? Is this like a full series of 3-4 episodes? But I'm definitely excited to see what it's going to be talking about. August 19th is when we'll get that. So we'll be back from Oxnard. We will be awaiting week one, and we'll get a little Cowboys fix.
Is it focusing on him or the Cowboys itself and everything?
I think both. I saw Ed Werder made a comment on Twitter that him and Rick Goslin were interviewed about what went down at the hotel that night that him and Jimmy got into it. So I think it's a little bit everything there, Lucius.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is it kind of like that McMahon joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that WWE one.
This might be the story, like the final story, you know, like the documentary, like this is what he wants to be left with kind of a thing. That, you know, if something happens, you know, that you do these stories. And
I wouldn't want mine by HBO, not Netflix.
Yeah.
If it was my swan song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I'm just saying, scandalous.
I just think he's like tying up loose ends right now with this thing, I bet. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. August 19th, Cowboys doc, Jerry doc, Netflix. Going to be a good time. Now, one of the things that I saw earlier this week, and we know this is true, but the numbers on it really reflect it, and it can be pretty eye-opening. I think one of the big things we're hoping to see from the Cowboys offense this year is wide receivers being open. Certainly helps when you have good wide receivers, yes, but how often is your play caller, your play designer helping you get these guys open? And I saw from Jacob Gibbs, he put out the highest percentage of throws targeting an open pass catcher in 2024. And guys that you see at the top here, you're going to see guys like Jared Goff had a pretty dang good play caller.
Pretty good.
Went pretty far in the playoffs. Had a good season. Lamar Jackson, same thing. Patrick Mahomes, same thing. Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow. These are all guys that you'll see right towards the top of the list of the most amount of their throws. You're talking about 75, 76% of their throws going to open guys.
Mm.
Maybe that receiver is just so badass he gets himself open. Maybe the play caller helps him.
Quarterback's good at noticing.
Yeah. And then you have the element of the quarterback. Yes, I think there is some element of the quarterback having the understanding of knowing who and where the open guy is.
But this goes to organizations win championships, and the GM's got to know the coaches and got to know the assistants who are going to get you lined up with the best way to help your players. And I don't know how many teams are really hardcore paying attention to that.
Yeah, and well, I think the good teams are. I mean, all those teams that you just saw that are consistently throwing to open targets, those are playoff teams. And where do you see, like Dak Prescott, for instance? He's hanging out in the world of Bryce Young, Mason Rudolph, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence. That's who Dak Prescott, when you look at his percentage of open throws that he was targeting open pass catchers on, 65%. So a 10% difference from a guy like Dak to a guy like a Jared Goff who's leading the league and throwing to open guys. And there's no coincidence that Ben Johnson, the play caller for the Lions, just parlayed that gig into a head coaching job. I look at this as more of a play caller situation as opposed to just, like, this isn't a hammering of Dak Prescott. This is, dude, Dak would know if there was an open receiver here, and they're just not getting them.
Yeah, because he started with Jason Garrett, who wanted man to go beat man. A lot of comebacks, you know. So that was only one way you could get an open player. And defenses started sitting on those looks. And, you know, I don't know that Dak was ever given a chance with Kellen Moore or Mike McCarthy to really grow much beyond that, where, hey, the scheme might pop a guy wide open for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so that is one thing that, man, when you look at all the receiver or all the quarterbacks that Dak is in the mix with here, those are not offenses you would want your quarterback. You do not want to be in the same conversation as Bryce Young from last year, Mason Rudolph, or whatever. You want to be with the Jared Goffs and the Lamar Jacksons. These guys are throwing open, and they're going deep into the playoffs for a reason. That is one of the biggest things that has to change with this Cowboys offense. I'm encouraged. One, you bring in a guy like Pickens. I mean, that's going to help things. He's not a super separator necessarily, no. But he's a guy that can obviously just win when it comes to the balls in the air. He's going to get it done for you. But hearing Broaddus explain some of the things that he was seeing out there today, I mean, having guys like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens next to each other on the same side, and Pickens being the boundary guy, and then having CeeDee Lamb working in the slot, I'm just hopeful that Schottenheimer and this offensive staff is going to be creative in creating open targets for the quarterback the same way the best offenses in the league do, and that is not something that Dak has had at any point in his career.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that was jarring to me to look at it. We know that the Cowboys receivers don't get much separation because outside of CeeDee Lamb, no one can really get that just by themselves. And then nobody from the sideline was helping them get open. I think Schottenheimer has a vision to do that.
I do too. And I love that from his hires, we can infer that he didn't just hire friends or guys that he thought would help run his system. He went and got guys that he thinks are running systems that can help the Cowboys improve. I do think the biggest thing, maybe you mentioned it, is the power running game that he wants to do, getting more one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to be able to run.
That's going to make guys' players a lot more open.
Absolutely. And I got an update on the Jerry series, 10 episodes.
Ooh!
10 episodes for that.
Okay, so that's going to be a pretty deep dive.
And that's mid-August, and then we're getting Hard Knocks around the NFC East. It is going to be a content goldmine this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. Broaddus has that confused look on his face. Everything cool?
Do you know who the last team in the league is with open receivers?
From what I understand, it was the Carolina Panthers. But
Eagles?
San Francisco 49ers.
Could be different metrics you're looking at here. Who the hell knows?
I went to Next Gen. I was just curious who the bottom. And, like, they have tight windows, and then they have opens, and then they have wide opens. So they had San Francisco down for 41.3, Dallas for 41.6, Cleveland was at 42.1, Houston was at 42.3, Carolina 42.4, Patriots 42.9, and then you get to the Eagles at 43.1.
I love that the Eagles are there because Kellen Moore is not helping anybody get open. It's just absolutely, like, please, Saquon, go run for 200 yards. That's
open. Who's on the top of what you're looking at then?
On the top of that?
Yeah, the best. All right, do they mirror what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, let me.
I mean, that mirrored it pretty nicely, I would say.
Well, the top ones, I was curious who was below Dallas. And so they got the Ravens at 58.1 as being open. Kansas City at 54.8. Uh-huh. The Denver Broncos at 54.2, Dolphins at 53.6, Seahawks at 51.3, Jets at 50.4.
Okay.
I like Eric's numbers better.
Yeah. Well, I think that mirrored it pretty nicely, but they're a little bit different metrics, but I do appreciate that.
Well, they had, like I say, it's just they have, like, they had the separation, the tight window, open, wide open. was another, you know, metric that they.
But you can just see offenses that are creating open targets. Those are teams in the playoffs. The teams that you're just talking about that are in the same group with the Cowboys. Those are disgusting teams you don't want to be. In the
Lions were seventh.
I wonder what it was in 23 and 22 when the Niners were good. I bet their inability to get guys open.
I just remember the whole season last year that the 49ers were they were bad.
They were
bad with their receivers getting, you know.
And they just had their worst season in a long time.
Yeah. And to my point, I think it's because you didn't have McCaffrey in the backfield. He only carried the ball 50 times last year. That's not creating the fear in the defense for the big play. Your wide receivers are mugged. Your offense falls apart.
Yeah.
The players matter.
We mentioned it earlier, but I love Clayton Adams, the new offensive coordinator, wearing the Step Brothers style shirt with the photo of Dak and CeeDee Lamb on it today. I don't know if you caught that from your perch up there.
I was up about the 45-yard line, pretty high up.
You were watching more important things, but I do think that's pretty dang awesome. Okay, elsewhere around the league here, I did want to throw up, quickly, already in year two, I believe Marvin Harrison Jr. has already skyrocketed up towards the top of the list of just get off the bus players.
Yeah, he found the weight room.
Holy smokes. Sure, Carter's going to put it on the fan cam right now. I DM'd it to you guys. I slid into your DMs with a very, very impressive male body. But that's not my body. That's Marvin Harrison Jr.'s.
Yeah. I want him to post the diet.
Yeah.
Post the diet, bro. I don't need the end results. Post the diet.
Let me get that whole regimen, bro.
The whole situation. What we doing? What we sleeping? How much we drinking? What we doing? I think
he's going to start with, well, I'm running incline hills. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, damn, I'm out.
I think I can help you with this. I think I got a connection at the Arizona.
Make it happen, bro.
He looks like a defensive end. If you didn't know that was a receiver, you'd say, is this guy leading the league in sacks right now?
Very
he looks
DK
huge.
Metcalf-like, the way that his body's transformed.
What's that tricep workout look like? Is that 2,000 pull-downs a day?
Bro, I think he's going 5,000
dips. Some dips.
He's dips. He's probably doing some overhead stuff, some single arm stuff. I mean, goodness gracious, man. Really, really looking the part.
I mean, those are coming out farther than his shoulders. Like, watch this. Pow.
Pow. Well, Luke, Kyler Murray thought it was a Photoshop.
You want to know the diet?
Diet and workout. More importantly, the diet.
Okay. I'm on it right now.
More importantly, the diet.
Gang of seven.
Workout to happen next if I exhaust my muscles.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, the diet would be nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got Ben and Jerry sitting in his fridge right now.
Might have Falco sitting in his fridge.
I wonder if he had some Choco Tacos like we did today. Okay, Walchuk, who are the Cowboys going to be doing joint practices with?
That'd be the Rams.
The Rams.
Just ram it.
I know Broadus saw that firsthand last year, Jared Verse, the rookie edge rusher, who ended up having a dominant season.
Well, everybody he went against it was.
I wonder if he's going to be looking shredded.
Well, he was working out, so he like called out Aaron Donald at one point. Because Aaron Donald is all over the internet, shirtless, working out, just in retirement. He's like, I got nothing better to do. Let me just show people how awesome I am in the weight room. And Jared Verse, the rookie edge rusher, now year two edge rusher with the Rams, sort of like called him out jokingly, like I'm stronger than you, I'm better than you, I could do that kind of deal.
Whatever, old man.
So Aaron Donald actually, it ended with him working out with Aaron Donald, and he was like, wow, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore, because Aaron Donald's workouts are still extremely legendary. But Sean McVay is at the podium telling a story about how he was trying to scare Jared Verse in a team meeting earlier this week.
I got Jared pretty good last week where I faked like Aaron was here. So I said, how many guys have seen, you know, what's going on between Jared and Aaron? A lot of guys raised their hand. I said, everybody welcome Aaron Donald. You know, in verse, he sits like in the front left. He looked like he was going to shit himself, you know. So it was great, though. But I loved it that they went over there. I know that it was all good and fun, but Aaron still takes pretty good care of himself. I texted Jared that I said, I loved it that you went over there. He said, yeah, I'm not messing with legends anymore, though.
Yeah, you don't mess with the legends.
He's
like that.
Different breed.
Are we ready for a Gronk comeback for Aaron Donald? Wouldn't he still be the best defensive tackle in the game?
I would bet on it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just like, let me know if you guys are in first place at around bye week. Let me know.
Yeah, dude.
I'd love that.
Hey, that door is open, I would imagine.
You wanted to know 23? Who wanted to know 23 about the opens? Did somebody ask about that?
Oh, just the Niners.
The Niners?
Like, did they suck also in 23 when they really
didn't. The team that was bad, it was Carolina. Carolina was the worst. The New England was second. The Eagles were behind them, and Dallas was behind the Eagles.
Yeah, this has been a Dallas problem for a long time. But that year, when the Niners were still good, they were getting guys open.
They were healthy, and they had good football players.
Yeah. I think not having a second wide receiver really cooked him in this last year, but so did the lack of a run game. They had to respect because, you know, for whatever reason, the Cowboys were going with Zeke for so long, and then, you know, once they finally got to Rico, you had really, really good, what was that, run play win rate success. I think he was top six in the NFL, so the bones are there. Like, if Rico Dowdle was good enough to post those kind of numbers, he just didn't have the wiggle or the jets to run away. You get, you know, Jaden Blue, hopefully, the ball, or Miles Sanders the ball in those same situations, I think they might have a fearsome running game.
13th.
I hope so.
They were 13th.
All right, very good. Congratulations to Travis Hunter, by the way, who just bought an almost $3.5 million home, 7.5 acres, 7 bedrooms.
Let's go.
Still trying to figure out the bathrooms on that, but it is
a
four-car garage.
See, the land is key, especially as a young man. You know, you got to get a fishing hole out there, but you need a four-wheeler track or some sort of ATV track around. You're probably going to, you know, make good use of that land.
He's an outdoorsman, dude.
Yeah, he is.
7 acres. I mean, you get 3 more in the state of Texas. You can shoot your own firearms as long as you're not inside city limits. All kinds of fun you could be had out there. I know Florida's the same kind of setup. Okay, we're back with the Expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top, including the G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. And, of course, LA Live at 5:40.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Lucius has your G-Bag today coming up at 5:30, the Champ will face Challengers. And at 5:40, of course, you will have LA Live segments brought to you by the On-Time Experts, a proud sponsor every day here of this Expressway. And, let's take a look at everything that's been breaking throughout your broadcast day. We just got some Ranger stuff in, didn't we, Wolchuk?
Yeah, just a couple pitcher updates. Kennedy Landry and Sean McFarland both putting out that Cody Bradford threw 22 pitches of live batting practice today as he continues his rehab. Boach said that he looked really good. Rangers are hoping to stretch him out to 5 innings by July 4th.
Oh, that sounds great.
So that's the update on Bradford. And then Evo's back in Arlington. He's going to have further diagnostics. He's played catch the last few days. They hope he's going to throw a bullpen this weekend when the Rangers get back home and evaluate him more from there.
Right on. So things progressing in a good direction, Brian.
Yeah, I just got back a text from my friends over there with the Cardinals, Lucius.
Yeah, buddy, here we go.
Yeah, there's a refusal to tell us what he's doing. This is what the quote was.
He's gatekeeping.
Less is better. He didn't have that less is better feeling. Refused to tell us what's really he's put on or what he's eating right now. Just saying he's getting stronger and feeling the best at this point.
Buddy trying to house. He got a little gear. He got some gear in him. Yeah.
You know what needs to happen? The Commanders need to figure out how to get that diet over to the old Debo.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The videos.
That was
Debo.
My good source with the Cardinals.
You got that gym bag connect.
I think you might want to head out to the Bay Area, stroll through Balco.
Balco.
You know,
is that guy still around?
Hell yeah, he is.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, I think he's still training people too. Real talk, I think he's still training folks.
Yeah, and by that you just mean
poking boxing.
Yeah. I mean, there are opportunities, I think, in sports still, and the NFL is one of them where it's just not that punitive if you get caught, and the advantages are significant.
Bro, I just watched Debo Samuel. I thought it was a throwback clip of Eddie Lacy. I was like, when did Eddie Lacy join the Commanders? Turns out it's Debo Samuel.
He's some of that Lance Armstrong help as well. Maybe get on a bike. What Debo needs to do. I think that thing might have expired already. I mean, they were using him almost like a running back, and he just took too much abuse to stay that explosive for that long. Most encouraging of the Cowboys offseason, the Guyton interview stuff with him talking about his professionalism might have been the best thing I saw these last 3 weeks.
I'll tell you
Brian.
What, watching him play a little bit today, I was really, to be honest with you, I was focusing on Booker. I was looking at Booker more.
And how do you look?
He's fine. I mean, the guy is just so damn big. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you watch him and BB and Smith, it's not a problem inside. I mean, it's just
they should be moving people.
Yeah, it is, but Booker coming off the ball and some they were doing that stuff where, you know, they were trying to move the pocket where they run the play action heavy one way and then bring it back and he's stepping down, but it's just the mass that he has to sit there and like hold guys on the line of scrimmage. But they were like Osa wasn't practicing. So it was Thomas and Mozzie, and they were having to fight those three guys inside. And, you know, but the pressure was really kind of off the edge with Fowler. They really didn't handle
it. Some people were reporting Maris Leofau had a nice day with some pressure.
He blitzed a couple of different times. The one time he rushed, he was off sides and Dak free played it on him. But yeah, he was part of the starting rotation. But to get back, like I say, I didn't notice anything like that was where I'm watching Tyler Guyton and thinking, oh, geez, you know, oh, they ran by him that time. You know,
that's a great thing. If you don't notice anything negative with an offensive lineman,
it was on the right side that they had some issues. It was steel side that they had some.
Did he look like he could get in and out of the stance better though with the losing 30 pounds, getting stronger legs?
He was playing in a 2-point stance. Hmm. He plays standing up, basically, is what he does. Hmm. I didn't see his hand on the ground. I mean, it was like that stand up.
Oh, so he's going LSU style.
I saw some photos the other day of him working with Tyron Smith.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, that's another encouraging sign.
Yeah. I think the Kaiir Elam stuff is fun. Like, could a change of scenery and maybe his last chance lock that in?
It was Tolbert, and Tolbert ain't going to run by you, you know? But the fact that they tried to create an opportunity for Lamb inside, because you could tell by the alignment what they were trying to do. They put the tight end to the outside with another receiver outside to try and create width, and they were gonna run Elam one-on-one or Lamb one-on-one with Elam going kind of inside, and Elam stayed with him. I was like, okay. Elam, from what I was talking to some people, he bats the ball down. There's times where he could have intercepted. People say in these practices he can't catch.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doubt it?
Yeah, I don't think he was ever a big interception guy, even going back to Florida.
See, I was trying to remember, like, I needed to go back and look at my notes, but, like, when it clanged off his hands, yeah. Like, we were sitting with some folks, and they're like, he ain't caught a ball yet.
Oh, man.
It was that quick, you know, like, he's had a chance, he's got it, you know, and I'm like.
It's like Cheeto.
Is it a problem?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, he hadn't caught one yet.
Well, I'll take a guy if he can cover like he's been, getting his hands on him, at least.
The most encouraging thing today might have been that Micah Parsons was once there again, and he was so excited and caught up in the competition, he actually jumped in one of the drills.
Yeah.
So that was cool, and hopefully the good
Sam vibes. Williams looked good coming off the ball to try and beat him.
That's great nice. To hear that he's moving around looking
It was
good.
just a drill getting up the field, but Sam showed a little – he was competing with Mike, and he beat Micah to the bag, and then Micah's, oh, no, get out of the way. He pushed people out of the way to get back and try it again.
Micah and Osa together, if you had just average or below average elsewhere, you'd still have a really good pressure package. Mm-hmm. You add one of those young edges, you add Overshown, and, you know, maybe some blitzing on top of that, and it could absolutely raise havoc this year. I think
Solomon
that's...
Solomon Thomas, that's a pass rushing presence inside.
Just get good enough
Except
run defense.
Against Booker.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, like, teams were afraid to pass on the Cowboys and you know they'd get to the fourth quarter and you'd almost feel like that you got to bring the ambulance out just to get ready for the other team's quarterback. I think we're going back there. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup though. Here's Lucius, your G-bag of the day.
Boy, I see what you're trying to do right there. A little spin move. Quarterback backing up real fast. Fake it to the running back. No, I'm going over here to the switch. It's a pitch.
Yes, that's right.
That's what that was.
Yep, we're taking you on the sweep. Yeah. I'm trying to be positive, you know?
That was real fast. I didn't see that coming. Pause. All right, let's see here. I had to spray down the Pimp Cup with some Febreze.
Oh, yeah?
I was in here eating my Bootsy tuna.
Okay.
Trying to pack on them proteins. Yeah. And I didn't want it to smell like a volleyball locker room or something in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
Ooh, elementary school teacher's room.
Like a BBL?
Yeah, that BBL smell. Mm. Had to protect Carter and everything, you know what I mean?
I think he likes it.
This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out around out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, day number two, I believe, young fellow, he's scared to get a shot. Talking about a vaccination, scared of needles, but he motivates himself through it. Check this out.
You gotta stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Ow. Ow. Okay. What the heck, though?
It's okay. Ready?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. All
right.
Do it.
Don't touch it. Here, do it.
Just do it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
It's Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yay.
Look at me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight cry, straight tears. Yeah. Here we go, though.
Yeah, here we go.
Just do it.
Just do it. All right. Let's see what else I got for you
boys.
Oh,
Brian Wilson left
us
today.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. Really sad. Really sad. I seen that movie with John Cusack.
Yeah.
About Brian Wilson. I was like, okay, I see you.
Boy, super smart.
Real life genius.
Weird. That's like, I think that's Kevin Love's uncle.
Really?
Brian Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought the you Hooper. Meant John Cusack. I was like, damn, this dude is everywhere. Let's go to, well, I guess the NBA finals are tonight. Been sitting on this one for a second, waiting for the finals. Richard Jefferson make fun of Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, yes.
A little shot.
I love it that Tyrese said, I've got to get myself going earlier in the games. I've got to get feet in the paint. And you saw that in the fourth quarter. He had 5 going into the fourth. And then he gets those 12 points, but the game's out of reach. It's a 20-point game. Those are empty calories. Perk knows about those. And so when I'm talking about a team.
Those are empty calories.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miles Turner. He's rocking a Tyler Seguin jersey as he walked into the arena tonight.
Nice.
The Dallas Stars.
Nice. Okay.
Boy, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, good for him. Okay, what else we got right here? Dallas Wings, they play tonight as well.
Uh-oh.
Dejanay Carrington. Yeah. You guys know who Dejanay Carrington is?
I do. She's really pretty. She's really tough. Didn't she, like, pull ladies down by their hair and
she
stuff?
She sure does. Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
She's got a little dirty side to her.
Yeah.
Pause.
Okay.
Hey. Listen, me and you hoping the same thing, bro.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah.
She
was
in this documentary we were watching over the weekend with Shaq and Iverson trying to bring back the Reebok brand. And so they were like recruiting her. And my eyes perked up. And she's like, oh, you know who that is?
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah, yeah, she's got that real bleach blonde silver hair. She looks like an action figure out there when she's playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Some people call her Lola Bunny sometimes. You know, the little basketball bunny.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, she was in the pool hanging out with another one of the Wings players, Nalisa Smith, I believe it was right here. Yeah, Nalisa Smith. They were hanging out in the pool late night. Looked like they had a little bit. They were on live, and they got a message from Paige Beckers.
Go to y'all's rooms. We got a game tomorrow. You need sleep.
Actually,
our warden is speaking.
Who said that?
P5 said we got to go to bed.
Girl, please, don't get me started on her. Are you back? Are you playing tomorrow?
Bro, shut up.
That's all I
want to
know.
Are you back and are you playing tomorrow? That's all I want to know.
She's still in the protocol.
Yeah. Is she? Seriously? Right now? I thought she was back today.
I have no idea.
Okay.
She stayed in that thing for a while. It must have been a tough headache.
Found the misinformation over there.
Yeah, there we go.
Found the misinformation.
Hey, man, at least I'm consistent.
I don't think she's playing. Is she back? I don't know.
She's definitely back.
Are they 1-9?
It's been bad. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's rough.
We're struggling right now.
Yes,
our team is attractive.
P5 will fix that.
P5 is back. Y'all need to go to bed.
Yeah.
We said
the warden.
The warden.
The warden.
All right, let's go to WPLG Local News 10 in Florida, which they are celebrating Pride Month. They have the rainbow flag as their default pick. I was like, oh, okay, I see y'all. Look at y'all.
PLG.
There's a 9-year-old Panthers fan named Sophia. She's going to tell you what she loves most about hockey.
Okay, peel back the curtain a little bit. We interviewed 9-year-old Sophia here before the game, and I asked her what her favorite part of Florida Panthers games are. Sophia, what is your favorite part of Panthers game?
The fighting.
The fighting.
There you go.
Okay, so now I have to ask you, now that it has become the big story from this game, what did you think about the fighting, especially in that third period?
It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other.
Now, did you feel like the Panthers won the fight in addition to the game?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So do you want to be our local 10 fighting hockey expert?
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
She's crushing the game.
Yeah, man. It's great vibes.
That's awesome.
That's right before they retire to their bedroom. About 10 years old.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
That's the last great moment of the sweet young girl. 9 years old, Chief. Write that down. Make sure you appreciate him.
Right? Sorry, bro. Wow.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for her to circle back around.
He said, yeah. I told you, she'll start falling out with the mom pretty soon.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That
and then she's going to run to you. For
that's it.
Oh, yeah, no. The fallout with mom has not happened big enough to make her run back to me yet, but I'm waiting for it. I keep asking ChatGPT about it. They say, don't take it personal, okay?
It's not your
fault.
Just
keep saying hi and don't get defensive and think you got to ignore her back. I was like, okay.
Snap GPT, can you tell me why my daughter does not like me?
What am I doing wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
I mean, it's, you know, and I'll tell you what, you talk about a talking doctor, this ChatGPT, he's got it going on pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll coach you up.
My meta glasses want to keep talking to me. They want to have a conversation with me. Tell me about yourself and stuff like that.
Oh, your smart glasses.
Yeah, my smart glasses. If I'm getting animated with an argument or something, maybe they think I'm in an argument. The glasses, everything okay? Do I need to call an emergency? I'm like, whoa.
No, don't overstep. Yeah. You learned your place, glasses.
Yes, I'm good. Back to your job.
You just lay in bed at night. Gosh. Just get all vulnerable with your smart glasses. Yeah.
Tell me where the nearest fast food restaurant is.
Like your diary.
Hey, man, are you up?
Lay back.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote here.
Yeah, let's go ahead,
is
man.
It Richard Jefferson with a Perkins blast? That was our one challenger. Of course, our champion is the kid. Getting the shot in his knee, in his knee or something like that. Dallas Wings. You got a WPLG Local News 10 as well. What do you love most about hockey? And 9-year-old Sophia, she liked the fighting. I'll go with her. I'll go with 9-year-old Sophia. Chief, how about you?
I'll go with old Richard.
Okay. Lucius?
Little dude receiving the shot.
Vote for the champ, old chap.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the champ.
Our basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
The Wings.
Oh, Paige.
A score of 2-1. And still your G-Bag of the Day champion. Good luck to the Wings tonight, though. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius.
Yes, sir.
Has LA Live.
It is a butt-naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Oh, my God.
We're going streaking. All right, you squares. Time is smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion...
It's butt naked Wednesday.
Hey, this is LA Live for Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. And it's a butt naked because if you're paying attention, everything's getting exposed. Everything is getting exposed. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. Peace to the gods and earths out there. And shout out to Clarence 13X. That boy L.A. Wildin'. That boy L.A. Wildin'. L.A. Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I wanted to get to this one yesterday on a Toxic Tuesday, but I didn't. And I feel like if I don't get to it now, I won't have a chance. There was two people shot on Sunday on the Vegas Strip.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. The streamers?
Live video. Yeah, streamer.
Freaking nuts, dude.
My God, bro.
Nuts.
Yeah. Those are real-life internet people.
Yeah.
Dang.
They hunt them down, right?
Yeah, at the Bellagio fountains.
Oh, geez.
That's where the incident took place. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
We've all been at the
state of the Bellagio.
Yeah. Look at you. Yeah, man. Been out there before. Yeah. You know, maybe had a few gummies and just, like, enjoying the night and the view and everything.
Yeah, the people watching is the best.
So this guy, one guy had a stream set up where he was just like showing that view, which is a cool stream idea. Like, yes. Here's out front of the Bellagio. Yeah, and that video came in. I'm like, okay, what's about to happen here? And I saw the shooter go past the screen and then chaos happened. I'm like, what is going on? The lady freaking out?
Jackson.
Was that her was that her husband or something?
No, I think she was just a bystander.
Dang.
Hold on. If you have young ears or you know, I don't want to trigger you, but this is some scary stuff right here, y'all. You talking about this, Dawson?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Yeah, her.
Wow, bro. I mean, he just stood right there point blank and just gave that man some rounds. Boom, boom, boom.
On stream. He knew the guy was on stream. We went to go find him on his stream. I just don't know how you could crash out that bad.
The victims were,
like, at least wait for the stream to end and hire a hitman, bro.
Oh, man, it ain't even, whatever it is, ain't even worth it.
Not worth that, but yeah.
If you hire a hitman, I'm telling you right now, if you're online, I'm warning you, if you're talking to a hitman, you're trying to set somebody up, that hitman is an FBI agent, okay? I'm just letting you know, right now, it's an agent. It's not a real person. I'm
clearing my cookies now, thank
I'm
you.
Helping you out. I'm helping you out, fam.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, the victims were two YouTubers, Finny the Legend and his wife, Bubbly. Mm. How you gonna kill somebody named Bubbly, bro? That's wild.
They're happy.
That damn Bubbly keeps pissing
Bubbly,
me off.
Man.
Tell that Bubbly to shut up.
This is so crazy. They were shot by a 41-year-old man. He goes by the name of Sim City Manny. Mm. Sim City Manny. These are real-life internet people that it just got caught up and went too far. Sim City Manny, they said he turned himself in, brothers. Maybe they called him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because reporting is awful out here. You read four different stories, you're going to get four different things.
I can't keep up.
So, yeah, it's awful. But anyway, he has been booked with two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon. Mm. There's a difference? Murder? I thought murder was murder. It's open murder and what is it? Behind the closed doors murder? What are we doing?
Killing somebody in front of public, I guess, because the Vegas shooting a while back.
I don't know, man. I just didn't know there was a difference. I probably should do my Googles on that and educate myself. Maybe I can talk to AI about it. Hey, Meta.
On it.
What is open murder?
It might be, like, bad for business, you know, the tourism thing.
I mean, I'm
like,
sure it is.
Lucius, open murder is the legal charge where the specific degree of murder, such as first or second, is not initially specified. This allows the court to determine the appropriate classification based on the evidence presented during the trial.
It's like a placeholder.
So it's not premeditated. Like, that's premeditated to me. You decided you were going to go shoot this man.
Yes.
We've got a whole paper trail of you guys beefing back and forth. They said the beef between those guys started, the internet says it started about 2 years ago. Manny maced Bubbly, the lady, on Fremont Street, which Fremont Street is amazing. But I'm pretty sure it didn't start there because wouldn't we already have beef? I'm not just going to mace you for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Why? It must have started before
that.
What
led
to
the mace?
This is crazy. These fools have crashed out.
Texter saying the wife was holding the phone. I think so.
That's just a bystander or something, right?
Yeah, maybe a fan or something.
Oh, my God. The wife was holding the phone.
Oh, Fremont
so
Street,
that audio
Vegas,
is of some.
Her dropping the phone.
Oh, my God.
I'm learning about Fremont Street, Lucius.
You ever been?
I've never been to that.
Fremont Street is amazing.
Open air mall, known for live entertainment, dazzling light shows, and historic casinos.
You should be good and buzzed up by the time you hit Fremont Street. Don't go over there sober.
Okay.
Is that on the south side?
And go at night. Go at night. Unless you go during the day where the dispensaries are cheaper over there in Fremont Street.
That's it's on Casino Center.
That's a pro.
Casino Center Boulevard is the right word.
Any tips you got to save money in Vegas?
Come on.
Dude. Spend $100 on breakfast.
Expensive. Oh, definitely.
Any pizza places in mind?
Oh, the vending machine? Go F yourself.
It's a one-time thing.
This fool Sim City Manny recorded himself searching for Finny the Legend a day before the shooting.
Okay.
Recorded himself, man.
Okay.
Jerome. I'm out here searching for my baby.
This is crazy.
I went through every f***ing casino there is. I heard there's one of my biggest fans here in f***ing town. I was dying to see him.
Oh no.
What are we doing? Fuel bar tonight? Is that what we're doing? I'll f***ing be there. You come to my city and think I'm not gonna show up? I should have been the first one to be told.
right? Somebody should have sent me my invite. Mr. Marquez.
I would say that qualifies as first degree. That's premeditated.
It's chilling to hear, knowing what transpired.
Especially said dying twice like that. Yeah. The second one on the emphasis. Yeah. Dying to see, man. Come on.
What kind of car are we driving, by the way?
Yeah,
it's a real-life evil superhero laugh.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't get those often.
Put that man under the jail, bro. Put him under the jail. All right. Had to get y'all that one. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. It's hard to wrap my head around what just happened, what I just played right there. SimCity Manny and crashing out, killing folks. Got a question for the Tolos. What is something you cannot wrap your head around right now? What is something you just cannot? I just cannot figure this out. Huh? What's going on? I ask questions to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like, how the Simpsons predicted the world we live in now today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I think what the mind seeks, it will find. So they put that stuff out in the ether. It can't help but become true.
Even the elevator ride of Trump, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Might be some coincidences involved, but yeah, I'm a believer.
What is something you cannot wrap your head around? Tolo says that we're just floating on a rock, paying bills. Why Mavericks fans are still complaining about the Luka trade. What else we got right here? Diddy freak-offs. They lasted for 96 hours. This Tolo cannot figure out how that happened, fam.
6 hours. Were there naps involved?
It's crazy.
We're working in shifts?
We're definitely working in shifts.
Okay.
He had a few guys come through. Now, I don't think the girls are working in shifts.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they were double shifting.
Sounds painful.
Yeah. Well,
man.
It's all that oil.
Yeah,
that's four. We got to. Yeah. Something you can't wrap your head around. Dan Patrick's mission to ban hemp in Texas. Can't figure out why it's just so dead ho on that, this Tolo says.
It's a great invitation. Figuring out nation on the take.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is something you cannot figure out or get around, whatever. Why Taylor Swift is even considered great, this Tolo's hating.
She's a great songwriter.
Great songwriter. I guess. She writes all her own songs, though, right?
Yeah. She's the full deal. You know, it's just maybe she should have been the writer.
Okay, I can't hate. How the Texas Rangers can score 15 runs one day and zero the next?
Yeah.
Can't figure it out.
It's a mystery.
Pretty aggravating.
Last time they did 13, didn't they get shut out the next day? I think they did.
Probably did.
Oh, yes.
About a month ago.
I remember that, yeah.
Something you can't figure out. How common sense stopped being common. Yeah. I went through a real depression in 2018 when I realized that. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got right here. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? The prices of these new apartments, they're the size of shoeboxes.
Cost of living in general, man.
Yeah, like how do you get to retirement?
I remember like around the 2010s.
Working forever, bro.
Yeah.
It shifted to four figures. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. You got to spend $1,000 to get a decent place these days. You know, and now what is it now? $2,500?
Yeah. $1,000 is going to get you pretty much nothing.
Mm. Yeah, pizza to God. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? The fact that we have to pay for stuff like water and air. Okay. Yeah, they kind of got us right there, especially that water part. They really got us. I can get the air.
For now.
I get that. The prices of deodorant, this Tolo cannot wrap his head around that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like $13 for some good deodorant. Wow. You can get you some cheap stuff, but then you're like, well, am I killing myself?
The aluminum.
Dude, yeah. I will get, if I use like just a run-of-the-mill.
It hurts.
After 3 or 4 days, just like red and stings and itches.
Yeah.
I'm calling Walchuk for his rash lotions and stuff. Like, help me, bro.
And he's hoarding those.
He is.
Well, gosh, I need them ever since that back waxing. It's been an issue.
That was a flare-up. What is something you cannot wrap your head around? How can a king-size mattress fit in a box?
Yeah.
They send it to you in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. How do they roll that thing? We think the Chipotle burrito rollers are impressive.
I can't put a sleeping bag up these in damn a bag.
They're just standing on top of it.
Yeah. What the heck? Porsche control it. Chipotle.
All right, what a map. What is something you can't wrap your head around here? How some people with degrees are dumb as hell.
That's true.
educated fools from uneducated schools.
You give, you know, with just a below average education, if you're really good at following instructions and you got a work ethic, boom, degree. I think employers figured that out about mid-90s. Like, man, college degree is not worth much anymore.
Ouch.
Yep.
She's doing good for my sister, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she'd be stunting on us.
I mean, there's some success stories.
She'd be stunting on us.
Yeah.
Oh, you peasants. I just bought some land in Amarillo. Oh, okay. When's the last time you've been there? When you going back? What is something you cannot wrap your head around? 3D printers. My mind just can't grasp the concept, as Tolo said. They're pretty awesome. Kind of dangerous, too. What is the point of a silent letter?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, wow.
What is the point of a silent letter?
And all the different English words that could be ear or air, just with no rhyme or reason. They're one or the other. It's trivial, you know?
It's a car crash of
most
language.
Most languages have rules. Yeah. We have no rules. It's a we car just have crash. An amalgamation of words.
It's a hodgepodge, as Eric would say.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go.
What else we got right here? The fact that I pushed a baby out from down there still blows my mind.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Don't look, fellas. Don't. The miracle of the birth is beautiful. Just stay on one side of that room and cheer your woman on or something like that. But don't look down there. It's going to take you a while to get your life back together after you do.
I wake up in a cold sweat from time to time.
Whoa! Yeah. Hey, Doc, you going to stitch that back up or what? What's going on here? What else we got? What is something you cannot wrap your head around? People fighting over that Popeye's chicken sandwich. Hey,
oh, that sandwich is great.
It's a stab worthy sandwich.
Is it back?
Oh, it never left. Yeah,
oh, it's
here
it's
to
a
stay.
Mainstay now.
Yeah, it's a mainstay.
Might pick one up on the way home. It is good.
I just whenever I find myself there, I get Tackle Box.
Yeah, that's your go-to
creature of habit.
This self-driving car is Lucius. I saw my first one last night. Leaving the star, Vach and I were walking to our vehicles, and Vach's like, dude, there's nobody driving this car. And yeah, it was driving. I still can't wrap my brain around this.
Yeah.
It is wild.
So it's like picking people up?
It's like a Tesla. I don't know what it was doing. Just leaving the parking garage.
Wow.
Going to pick somebody up is like Knight Rider.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Hello, Michael.
So weird, dude.
No, I'm not getting in.
Shit.
I'm not getting in unless I can take over. All right, well, I guess that's it for me. We get ready for these Rangers here.
Let's go.
I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holla. Peace.
That's right. LA Live with Lucius every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. And it is time for some of that Texas Rangers baseball as the pregame's coming up at 6 o'clock with the first pitch at 6:35 in Minnesota. We'll have day baseball tomorrow. What's that? Is that a 12 o'clock first pitch tomorrow? I believe that is 11:30 pregame.
Yeah. I think we got a 12:10-er.
12:10 first pitch tomorrow, as hopefully by that point we'll be looking for the sweep, but can't be too greedy, although I am starting to feel good about these Rangers. Jack Leiter is on the hill tonight. Let's get up with a first pitch strike, a second pitch strike, and then throw that closing pitch to get these strikeouts and start closing these guys out and increase the confidence level as we push forward. But no doubt about it, Rangers baseball coming up here with the pregame at the top of the hour. First pitch at 6:35 for Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Wolchuk and Chia follow your nosebleed brothers. Would like you to like and sub the video before you head on out. Rangers baseball is coming up next. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow, right after the Rangers game, probably about 3 o'clock, maybe 3:30 or so, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.